Welcome back to another episode, and I am, well, I'm sure you've heard me say recently, I am like lit up on fire because of all of the amazing in real life events that I have been a part of. And I am flying high after meeting up with a few of my friends. They all own rural co-working spaces across Ontario, and we've been meeting in kind of a mastermind way, really, quarterly meetups. I'm going to explain today in this episode, though, why I'm so passionate. You hear me talk about masterminds a lot. You see our events, we cover these. There is so much value when you get yourself into circles, rooms, events, workshops with people that are really going to cheer you on, hold you accountable, and can see you in like your highest potential. So there was a couple takeaways that I really wanted to share with you as you begin this new week on a Monday. I hope it's the pep talk that you need. Let's get to it. Welcome to the Thrive With Me podcast. Imagine waking up each day truly excited about how you show up as a wife, mother, and ambitious woman, feeling clarity and confidence in how you design a life that you love and define success on your own terms. Hey, I'm your host, Natasha Bell, and this podcast is for the modern, ambitious woman ready to rise in health, community, and faith in her calling while having a lot of fun. Each week, two new episodes, and they are here to inspire you to dream a little bigger and to propel you forward in the life you are creating. We are choosing vibrant whole health over burnout and overwhelm, a powerful mindset, building a strong spiritual foundation, and doing it with the best community of women who are here to cheer you on. And we are going to learn so much together from impactful interviews with women just like you who are building families, careers, and legacies. It's my mission to cheer you on, see you win, and magnify the voices and gifts of women in our community. Let's go. Welcome back, my friend, and I hope that this pep talk is exactly what you need right now. I am just so grateful that you're here. And just a friendly reminder, if you're catching this in real time on a Monday, I send out two love notes, two emails directly to your inbox. One comes from Her Collab Co, our co-working and event space, letting you know everything that you need to know about what's going on in person and online in our communities, upcoming events, that sort of thing. So if you aren't yet on that email list and you would love to understand more about what our inspiring, incredible community of women is up to, you can head to Her Collab Co. That's in the show notes for you. A Monday morning email goes out. So if you get that, make sure you read it. I know our inboxes can be full sometimes, but I try to infuse a little inspiration, making sure that it's all in one place for you and you never miss a beat. And then if you head to natashabell.com, you can also make sure that you get your name on our email list. I have been sending out emails for over a decade, and the heart behind it, these are free. The heart behind it is really just to support you as you design a life you love. We talk about health, all things wellness. I mean, behind the scenes of things, obviously what's happening in all the communities that I'm hanging out in. And really, it's just the reason for the Monday is just to kickstart your week with the best intentions and asking you to take action, supporting you, you know, kind of cheering you on as your healthy bestie. And I love all things health and business and everything in between. So that's a fun space to be. So if you are not yet on that email list, an email heads out every Monday evening to catch you when you're kind of winding down and then about to take on the rest of your week. So that is also in the show notes for you. And a big thank you to everyone who opens those emails every week and replies to me and lets me know what's going on in their life and ask questions and that sort of stuff. So I want it to be a two-way conversation. So if you're not hanging out in those spaces with us, head to the show notes and it will link you in there. All right. So I am honestly, I'm starting my week. This is a Monday podcast episode, and I am starting my week just so grateful for the humans that I have in my life. You probably hear me say that a lot, but I genuinely am so inspired by the people that I spend time with. And as I think about that, it's very intentional. And maybe the intentionality wasn't even things that I recognized, you know, years ago when I started this journey as an entrepreneur. But one of the best things that has ever happened to me along this journey, I mean, entrepreneurship is not for the faint of heart, that's for certain. It's like, I always say this to people, it's like a mirror of personal and professional development. But like, you just have to peel away the layers and like heal who you are as a human as you uncover new levels of potential, really. And it's this wild journey of many ups and downs and wins and challenges and doors slamming in your face and then, you know, windows opening back up and all that sort of those cliche things. But honestly, as I look back, I mean, obviously you have to take ownership of your own growth. 100%. I've done that over the years. And I think it's just an accumulation and this kind of compound interest of what has come to be after putting myself intentionally into different rooms or workshops or classes or coaching or whatever, like just learning the skill set, because it is a skill set. And the other thing is seriously the circles of people that I put myself around. I'm very intentional about this, and it is everything that I preach at Her Collab Co, because we're able to do that within our four walls. And I'm actually recording this sitting in our space right now. I don't know if you can hear, the audio is a little bit different, but I'm sitting here and I'm just in awe, like these four little walls, like it's not a big space, but it's big enough for us to meet and gather, like up to 25 women, generally speaking, is kind of our max in this space. But this is what we do. We have the space for you to put yourself into. We have the table that you can pull up a chair to. And choosing to be around other people who genuinely want to see you win, who are growing alongside of you, who will hold you accountable, like there's no words for what that does. And so it's a part of my everyday life in what I'm doing now as one of my businesses. But I also am very intentional about getting myself into other spaces. Like it's also just as valuable for me to go outside of the things that I'm doing and putting on and attend other events or go to other things, which you've heard me talk about. So my heart, and as I kickstart this week, I mean, I've got all the ideas and all the kind of follow through and the action to take now, because I have had, it's actually been, I think, just over a year, to be honest, of quarterly meetups. So every few months, meeting up with a few of my friends who also own and operate co-working spaces. I think the thing that's really unique about this is that, yes, we're all in the same business, and we are also all in rural settings. So running a co-working space in a small town is very different than running a co-working space in a really large city. Like we just have, you know, a different target audience. We have different challenges and just different ways of marketing ourselves. And I think a lot of us have done a really good job of being pretty, you know, niche down in unique different ways. And so just a little backstory. I first initially met my friend Jess through a friend who happened to see me sharing on Instagram about my wild adventure of opening up this space. And it's just amazing how the world works, right? God is good. And I got a message from this friend saying, hey, my friend Jess in Simcoe has a co-working space. I feel like you should reach out to her. So anytime things like that happen to me in my life, I like take action right away. I kind of have this trust in knowing, generally speaking, like, yes, use discernment, and maybe not every introduction is exactly what you're going to need in that moment. But in this case, I was like desperate in a way to like meet someone else who was doing what I was doing, because I really, you know, as much market research and business planning that you can do when you've never done it before, like, you know, one of the greatest ways I have collapsed timelines, which is why I, again, tell you to get into the rooms with people that are doing things or are a few steps ahead of you, because if you can invest into those rooms, or you can invest into coaching or what mentorship or whatever, it collapses timelines. It speeds up your growth. It speeds up how fast you'll do it, which is why, for example, like even in my health and business coaching that I'm kind of like meshing together for ambitious women, it's like I get to take everything that I've learned over 12 years and tell you what not to do or coach you in a way that will hopefully eliminate the pain and the angst and the hard that I've had to walk, or the, you know, all the things that have happened, and make it faster for you. So I was really, really desperate or hungry just to meet somebody who was doing that. So I really did. I reached out to Jess and Adam. They had opened their space a few years prior when I first met them, and drove to Simcoe, Ontario, to Groundswell. And I was just, they were so loving and open, and share, like what they shared with me in that couple of hours that we spent together was invaluable to me, because they cared, first of all. I could tell they genuinely cared. They were willing to share. Obviously, when you meet with somebody in that setting, like, you're being respectful of all of the things that they've had to do to get to that point. But they were so willing. And it really just, what it did was made me excited and gave me a different level and knowing of maybe what my next steps were, for sure. Like being able to talk about all sorts of things, like what software platforms are you using and how do you run that with your flex office space and day passes, and what do your plans look like and what has worked, what hasn't worked. So them being so open to share that with me was just so valuable. And it's like this reciprocity, right? Like, you know, that energy when you're with somebody that genuinely cares, it's like you want to give back as well. So naturally, after that first meeting, we kept in touch, and she's even come to our space in St. Mary's, which is amazing. And then she introduced me to a couple of her co-working friends. And so we started having these quarterly meetups, and now we just kind of bop around to everybody's co-working spaces. So I'm going to link them in the show notes for you, because if you are ever in their area, or you would love to just get away for a day, you know, you can grab a day pass, work in an inspiring new space, meet a few new people, expand your network. And honestly, it is worth it. If you have never been to a co-working space, it is worth the drive to set up and work on your business, not just in your business, but be like that visionary. I mean, heck, you could even do this for your personal life. Like, I know what it's like setting up your calendar and the logistics with your kids in summertime. But getting out of your home environment and getting yourself into a different space is so life-giving. Like, it's so magical. And I am so grateful I get to have our space in St. Mary's. But I would highly encourage you, depending where you're living and where you are, if you can get to one of these locations, I would love for you to go in and say hi and let them know that I sent you. But Brandon is in Collingwood. Elle is in St. Thomas. And then Jess and Adam are actually now in Waterford. So I was actually in Waterford on Friday, again, in real time, if you're catching this on the Monday. I was there on the Friday. And so we've just like been taking turns of whose places we go to. And it has been so valuable, like so valuable. And again, I guess you could kind of look at it that we have like, quote unquote, competing businesses, but we don't. We are all just want to see each other win. And when we can raise awareness and understanding about what this business model is, we all win. You know, co-working is such a beautiful way to support this kind of new economy and people working from home and having online businesses or multiple revenue streams. And, you know, I mean, we have a mental health epidemic, you know, like people are struggling. People are feeling isolation in a place that we've never been more quote unquote connected virtually. And yes, there's a place and a time for that. And I'm super grateful for those methods. The reality is people have never felt more isolated. And I think we are all on a mission to allow people to build their dreams and have that sense of community. So it was so good to see them. I always love giving them a big hug. It was so fun to see Jess and Adam's new space in Waterford. They got bigger, which is so exciting. And it just like we so many good conversations, right? So what we kind of do is go around the room, excuse me, and everybody gets like probably almost an hour, probably by the time we figure it out, just like catching up or whatever, and then just having like other good conversations. But then basically we go around the table and everybody gives a little update. And what I've found, it's so fascinating. Now that we do them consistently, it's so beautiful because you actually get to track your growth. So what we'll find is within a few months, what we're rhyming off of things that have happened or some wins that we'd like to share or things that we've done or implemented or created or whatever, it's shocking. It's actually so beautiful to sit there and be like, wow, that all happened in the last few months. Like, and that's exactly what happened to all of us on Friday. Sorry about that. So it was so cool. And then it's like having their eyes, their business experience, their intuition kind of tapped into yours. And now that we're building this friendship as well too, it's like we just have a level and understanding of each other's businesses, what we're dealing with. And so then there's inevitably some mentorship and coaching that comes along with it. And there was a few, you know, big takeaways that I took just for myself. And one of the ones, I'm going to give a shout out to my friend, and I feel like there's so many, I don't even know where to begin in a way, but one of the biggest ones that really kind of applies to where I'm at right now is my friend Elle said, because we all had so many wonderful things going on, you know, spring heading into summer, we're all mapping out fall. Like it's just, it's these, there's so much momentum going for everybody. Her question was, oh my goodness, you guys, sorry. Her question was, how can we ride these waves of momentum? And I was like, that's, you know, a simple statement, not a really hard question, but if you actually spend some time in contemplation and recognizing like, what is your wave and how are you going to create momentum? I just thought like, wow, it was a perfect question for me given how the last month or so has gone. I've had so many events. I've been introduced to so many cool people. I have this like list of to make happens that is quite long in all the best ways. Like there's so many good things happening as I really like sit with this business and figure out how do we call in more of the right people to this community to continue growing it in the right way, nurturing the culture, creating value for our members and non-members and for the extended community. Like there's just so many things, right? Like, and it's so exciting. So her asking that question was actually really, really beautiful. And, you know, we all gave kind of our ideas of what that is, and we're all going to hold each other accountable to that. But this is what I share my experience with you because I really would love to share some nuggets that I took from it. Because I think no matter whether it's your own business or your own life or your own health journey, you can apply this to that as well too. And so as you begin this week or whenever you catch this podcast episode, I guess my heart of what I want to ask you is how can you continue to ride that wave of momentum? And even as I say that to you, just maybe sit with it or just pause this for a second and sit with that. First of all, I guess I'm thinking like, what are you thinking about? What comes to mind when I ask you that question? Like what is the wave? Or are there multiple little waves? Is there a ripple effect happening? And whatever that first answer is, it's probably exactly what you need to move on. Like trust that knowing and that intuition. You know, maybe it's your health journey. Maybe it's something that you've started or you wanted to begin in January of this year and you're just like checking back in and trying to make that work with your new routines and rhythms in this season. Maybe it's within your business or your career. Like maybe there's something you're just sitting on not doing or something that you haven't adequately poured your time and energy into and you've just been putting it off. Because we all do that. Let's normalize doing that sometimes. But I just would love for you to contemplate that. Maybe it's in your home or in a relationship or like we have these waves, right? That will come up and then drift off away. And I think it is our job to keep that energy in motion and honor the seasons we're in, just like we honor our cycles. As a woman throughout the month, that affects how we kind of show up. How we show up. And so I just want you to sit with that today. That's kind of what the pep talk is. I wanted to share a little bit about my friends and make sure you know about what they're doing, but also just give a little backstory of why I think getting yourself into rooms with really amazing people. So again, if you're somebody who has a business, like maybe there's a way that you can create this little accountability group or mastermind where it feels really good. It's, you know, has to feel supportive and safe that you can share ideas and know that they'll be respected and everybody honors that with each other. And if there's not them going on around you, like create it, start it. Don't be afraid to start things because it might be exactly what you need. And don't be afraid to get yourself in those rooms or reach out to those people if you have that kind of knowing that it would be good for you, you know, good for your life, good for your health, good for your business or career, and for your happiness. And then I really would love for you to think about, you know, how do you continue to ride those waves of momentum? So I'm sure there's things in your life that are like working out and going really great. What would it look like if you went all in with more urgency and really like made the decisions and the bold moves that are going to continue to move that momentum forward? And then I would say this, if you feel like you have no momentum, if you're feeling very stuck, there are seasons of that as well. So what does that look like for you to create that momentum, to create that, you know, first little part of the wave to get it going? So I hope you'll just sit with that, because that's a question I've been asking myself since Friday. I have lists and ideas and things, and I'm just trying to, you know, figure out what priority, like what takes priority and what is going to move the needle the most. And then I'm also in a season of asking for help, which I've never been good at before. So I actually have shout out to my virtual assistant, Erin. She's a member in our Hurt Collab Co. community. And she's been such a blessing helping take some of the tasks offhand so I can focus more on projects and moving things forward. So maybe you're also in that season where you're trying to do it all and you are the profit leak. Like you are the person getting in the way of this momentum, this wave of momentum moving forward. I've really been sitting with that kind of over the weekend as I obviously enjoyed my Mother's Day weekend, and shout out to all the mamas and all the amazing women in your life. And I know, you know, holidays like that can bring up so much for so many people. So I just hope it was a beautiful weekend for all of you. And yeah, just sit with that. Like, how can you continue to have that wave of momentum move you through today, move you through this week and into this really energetic, amazing season of spring? There's people that are like coming out of the woodworks and getting energized again, right? Our lives shift a little bit. So I hope you can sit with that. And as always, I love hearing your feedback. If something lands on the podcast, would you come and let me know? I would love to know. Come over to Instagram, leave a review on the podcast. I know you hear us, probably all podcasters, asking you to do that. But honestly, it is such a blessing. And it's really the only way we know that you're listening. Like I can see the numbers and how many, you know, episodes or how many people are listening to each episode, you know, time of day you're listening. There's all these analytics we can capture. But knowing what actually lands for you, or like, do you want to go a little deeper into some of these topics? Is there something else you want to talk about? Come let me know. It's so, so helpful. And it's so nice. We read every single one of your reviews and it means the world to me. And it gives me that energy to keep showing up twice a week and doing these podcast episodes. So please come let me know what you think. And I'm just over here cheering you on. Please know you're always welcome in our communities. We have options in person. We have online. We have a mix of both. And at the heart of it all, I just want to see you thrive. I truly just want to see you love your life, design a life that you love. And there's so many unique ways that we can do this together. And watching you win, watching you see your potential is just like the best thing ever. So let me know if I can support you in any way. And all of the links and all the things that you need to know about for what's coming up in our communities is in the show notes there for you. So anyways, I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Thank you for being here today, and I will catch you again soon. Thanks for being here, and I hope you loved today's episode. The next step is to take action on what landed for you. And it would mean the world to me if you could take 1 minute to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, come say hey on Instagram, or send this episode to a friend. I'm cheering for you as you take your health, life, and career to the next level.